Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The crowning work of Jesus Christ in the earth is seen in the manifestation of His redemption of that people which He has loved with an everlasting love. To this end, He came into the world, as is testified by the angel sent to Joseph to declare His name, which is above every name, and His purpose, which cannot be overturned. Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. It is impossible that a man could have a right understanding of that which Christ came into the world to accomplish without having a clear view of the object of His redeeming work. The mainstream religion, which calls itself Christian in the present day, is void of a comprehension of the extent and accomplishment of that redemption. This is evidenced by the fact that in the main it declares a Christ who has sought to redeem all of mankind from sin, and yet has failed to accomplish the goal of that redemption due to the unbelief of some men. This is an unknown Christ as far as the Scriptures are concerned. Unless the angel who appeared to Joseph was in error, then we must conclude that the object of his redemption is utterly and completely redeemed. Only in the fertile imagination of those who seek to deny the obvious truth can a purchase be made which does not secure the object for which the purchase price was paid. That object of his redemptive work is the recipient of all which he has undertaken to procure. His redemptive work culminates in the justification of the object of his redemption. He came to procure it, and he has procured it by his own blood on Calvary. Thus Paul declares that we are justified by his blood in Romans 5:9. His blood and nothing else is the basis upon which the justification of the sons of God rests, as pertaining to the accusation brought forth by a broken law, of which all are guilty. This redemptive work which Christ entered into was primarily for a testimony to the glory of his grace. Thus Paul says, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. While Christ Jesus, the eternal Son of God, is the subject of our song and the manifested glory of the Father, worthy of all praise throughout the ages to come, it is the object of his redemptive work that is called in the Scriptures the joy of the whole earth. We read about her in Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. This city is none other than the church of God, that bride in whom he takes his greatest delight. It is for her that he came, for her that he suffered, and in her that he rejoices. She is the apple of his eye, the bride in whom is no spot nor blemish, which he favors above all others. She is said to be the joy of the whole earth because she is filled with the joy of the Lord. She is indwelt by him who is the giver of joy, being the antidote of death. She is the very object of his delight, for whom he created the world, giving her dominion over it, and that one for whom he ordains every good and perfect gift, and does order all events to occur in the universe for her ultimate good. She is that one sojourner in the earth, who shall bear witness to his glory through the ages to come. She is that one whom the Lord has ordained to be that witness of his grace and mercy forever. She is that one who has been given ears to hear the sweet refrain of the gospel of the glory of the blessed God.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.